Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the South Korean beef market potential. We'll check that in just a moment.
When storms run their course in Oklahoma, they can leave a path of unwanted destruction to vehicles. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance realizes you want to be back in the driver's seat as soon as possible. This is why local agents and adjusters are on hand to provide you with the upfront service you need when disaster strikes. When other companies tout savings and gimmicks, we deliver personal service when you need it the most. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. We're okay, so you're okay.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
The Obama administration continues to sit on the three free trade agreements that were negotiated originally by the George W. Bush administration, the agreements with Panama, with Colombia, and with South Korea. South Korea especially holds a great deal of promise for the U.S. cattle industry. Ed Griman is an Iowa cattle producer. He's currently the president-elect of the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, and he's just back from South Korea, where he saw a phenomenal market in a country that was nothing like what he thought he would see.
I envision South Korea as being somewhat a nation like China, that was an underdeveloped nation that had a lot of labor, people that were not in the middle class yet. This is a country that's full of middle class, moving into the upper class, and so these are people who are looking to add more proteins to their diets. These people are looking to improve their diets, they're looking to go out to eat at night, they're looking to bring home food that they enjoy to eat.
Griman says that will include beef, the Cadillac of meats in that country, he says, but he does add that South Korea simply cannot provide enough beef for their population with their own cattle herd, meaning the country will need to import beef and making the trade deal with South Korea even more important.
The biggest thing that I'm going to take away from here, from this trip, is the free trade agreement and how important it is that we get the current administration to sign that free trade agreement so that we can send more products over here.
Aside from the free trade agreement, and that is very, very important, obviously, Ed Griman says there is something that cattle producers can do to ensure South Korea remains a strong trading partner. He says it's important to remember who the end customer is.
They're very, very concerned about food safety and food quality, which is no different than the people in the United States. And so it's of the utmost importance that our producers understand that when they're feeding cattle, that they are producing food. They are not just selling cattle to a packer and that's the end of it. They are producing food, they are selling food to a packer who is just the middleman who's selling it on to people of our country, but then also over here to Korea.
Iowa cattle producer Ed Griman, and that is a lesson that we need to be very mindful of, whether you're talking about South Korea or any of our other export markets or the domestic market as well. Not just producing cattle, but we are producing a great eating experience for that consumer every time. Now, for South Korea specifically, they continue to be a tremendous market for U.S. beef. Beef exports to South Korea from the U.S. continue to grow dramatically first 4 months of this year. That's what we've got data on thus far. We've increased more than 150% over 2010 to 65,000 metric tons, valued at $283.9 million. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.